This is 90.3 KEDM. Good morning. I'm Corey Crow. The Atlantic hurricane season begins today, and Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon says it's an ideal time to review your property insurance and your policy's roof coverage. Donilon says the deductible for named storms of hurricane damage is typically 5% of the insured value of your home.
Typically $200,000. 5% means you have a $10,000 named storm deductible to overcome before your coverage kicks in to help you pay for that roof that has to be replaced.
He says to be aware of what your deductible is and be prepared to address it if you have storm damage. The other issue Donilon says it's becoming more common in Louisiana is the age of your roof and how your coverage is determined. Some insurers say if the roof is 10 years or younger, you may qualify for replacement cost. But if your roof is older, some policies do depreciate the roof's value.
That provided for depreciated or actual cash value versus the replacement cost that would have applied if your roof was newer than 10 years. Some break that at 5 years.
So instead of waiting until there's a storm in the Gulf, Donilon says to have a talk with your insurance agent beforehand about what you're covered for.
And more importantly, frankly, know what you're not covered for.
And have your agent calculate what your out-of-pocket cost would be so you know before you're faced with any damage. Teachers have been making their voices heard in the hopes of a pay raise. President of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, Larry Culver, says it looks like legislators in Baton Rouge have settled on $2,000 for teachers and $1,000 for support staff.
While we are falling certainly behind the Southern Regional average, we think it's at least a step in the right direction, and we're hopeful that in the next 2 weeks that is actually finalized.
Culver says the original request of $3,000 for teachers and $1,500 for support staff would be extremely welcome news. While neighboring states have increased teacher pay, Culver says this is the time of year when educators look at other opportunities. So timing is everything to keep more qualified teachers from leaving the Bayou State.
We must do all we can to at least be competitive in offering teachers a way to not only just sustain their own families, but to take care of those students that we entrust to them.
Most teachers were unable to attend the legislative committee meetings and voice their concerns, but 38,000 letters were sent to legislators on their behalf.
Just because it says summer vacation doesn't mean that teachers aren't working second or third jobs and also preparing for the next school year during the summer.
I'm Corey Crone. This is KEDM.